We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Big Show has the crew covered. Now we check in with our National Baseball Insider, Seth Everett, sponsored by Exec Park Airport Valet Parking. Locally owned, treating you like an executive for 40 years. Get in, get on, get going at Mitchell Field with Exec Park.
Seth Everett joining us momentarily here on the Wendy's Big Show. Great time to tell you guys that it is time right now to sign up for the 13th Annual Perkins Restaurant Bakery's Fan Charity Golf Outing to benefit Give Kids the World. It comes up September 25th at beautiful Western Lakes Golf Club in Pewaukee. It's your chance to golf with guys from the fan, like Gary Ellerson, a former Badger and Packer running back. Or, well, you can see Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. He talks during the day. He actually works while all of us go and have fun with you guys and other local celebrities out on the golf course.
Yeah, we'll have three shows out there. Chuck and Winkler will be broadcasting their all show day out there. Then Kevin Holden will be doing the Bill Michaels show from out there because Bill will be golfing from 10 to 2. And then I'll be out there from 2 until 6 doing the Big Show.
And you can request to golf with Gary Ellerson. You can request to golf with Tim and Tausch. You could request anybody and see if we can't subscribe to that. But tickets are going fast right now, guys. $125 is the cost of the ticket per golfer, but it includes 18 holes, a fan shirt, a drink after the 18 holes, oh, and breakfast from Perkins, lunch from Robert's Specialty Meats, and dinner from Saz's. Get all the details now. Sign up today at 1057fmthefan.com.
Now, you don't technically get tickets, but yeah. You can sign up for your golf outing.
Your
right
spot, yeah. Get your ticket to play.
Ticket to
your
play.
Ticket to enter. That's what you want.
Get
you
in the game.
You just want to get invited. And we invite Seth Everett, and we appreciate Seth Everett in accepting and RSVPing each week to the Wendy's Big Show at 3:48 on Mondays. Seth, appreciate the time. Brought to you by Exec Park. Before we get into the nuts and bolts of our conversation today and home runs flying out of Nationals Park at an insane rate, you and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, you did not take kindly to a tweet our friend Stevie had over the weekend.
I love Sparky, but yeah, I couldn't. I thought somebody hacked your Twitter account.
Okay, so people that don't know what you both are talking about.
The tweet was, I really hope the Brewers make the playoffs so Christian Yelich can get the MVP.
Yep.
And I'm saying any fan of a team that is about winning doesn't care about the MVP. The MVP is a non sequitur. The MVP is an award a bunch of baseball writers came up with. It's about as dumb as Cy Young and Rolaids Relief Man and all these other dumb awards. There's stuff to talk about in November. You want to talk about October, dude.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere in October. That's why it's pointless to have that conversation. That's why I said, I hope they make the playoffs so Yelich can win the MVP. I know they're not going to the World Series. I know they're not winning anything. No. I'm not stupid. So from that perspective, if they don't make the playoffs, whether it be a wild card, division winner, whatever, you can pretty much lock it down that Bellinger's winning this thing. No. And he still might win it if the Brewers do make the playoffs, but at least they got a fighting chance.
Here's the argument. You're in a pennant race. Why are we talking about the MVP?
Oh, because that's that for me. He's got, through 162 games, he had 62 homers from All-Star break this year to just now. That is amazing.
What player thinks about a dumb award? It's a November award. That's not a November topic.
Seth, I'm not a player.
More than this.
Seth, I'm not
a
player.
You're better than this.
I'm a fan, baby. I'm a fan. I'm not no damn player. He's probably not thinking about it.
For a team, not for a guy to win some cockamamie award.
That's the only thing they're going to win on this team, so you might as well root for somebody to win something.
Again, ducking the question.
Mm-hmm. See, Seth, you see our pain. You
well,
see
what's
what we
the question? I don't know. What is the question?
Seth wants you to root for something that's not going to occur.
What's the question, Seth?
And I'm rooting for something that could occur.
Seth,
that's the difference.
What's the question, Seth?
You put on a uniform and you become a fan of a team. You root for a team. What Sparky was saying on Twitter was that he hopes the Brewers make the playoffs so Yelich can win the MVP.
Correct.
What I'm saying is the fact that on this great radio station that I subscribe to every damn podcast that I listen to on radio.com is talking about an MVP award. You know who should be talking about MVPs? Last place losers.
They don't have MVPs because they're not in the postseason. That conversation can't happen.
They talk about MVP awards.
They can't.
Cy Young awards. Why don't we talk about All-Star berths?
You can't talk about it. Last place teams don't get MVPs. Playoff teams get MVPs. Last place teams don't get it. You can't even talk about it.
The Pirates can celebrate Josh Bell winning a Silver Slugger. You don't celebrate that in Atlanta or Milwaukee right now.
You're in a pennant race. You're in the race. You're in the wild card. You're talking about this for a franchise. You want this guy to get an award?
I want to talk about something else. Since we're talking about awards, let's continue to talk about awards. Lorenzo Cain, right? Not having a great year offensively.
If you call him comeback player of the year, I'm going to come over there.
No, I'm not. But not having a great year offensively, but defensively, still Lorenzo Cain has never won a gold glove. Is this the year it finally happens, considering how bad his offense has been? Yeah, we're going to continue this.
Oh, my God. The gold glove is a popularity contest. Another thing created by the Baseball Writers Association of America.
Aren't you part of that?
No.
No.
Because I don't write.
Oh, that's true. You're just a radio guy.
If you want me to go on a random soapbox, you can talk about how Bob Costas can't get a Hall of Fame vote.
That doesn't make any sense either.
That makes no sense.
No.
I'm always here to bash the WBBA.
These writers came up with these cockamamie awards because they didn't have the telephone then.
Yeah, but don't you think Lorenzo Cain should have won a gold glove by now, for God's sakes? Don't you think that should have happened?
If you think I will spend 1 second of my week wondering who's going to win the gold glove award. Now, guess what we'll book? We're going to book a special segment on the Wendy's Bank Show in the middle of football season when they start announcing awards. I want to be on the air with you guys when they talk about the award.
Okay. Yep.
Which is crap no one cares about.
All right,
we're
going to
do an hour special.
You're in and you're hosting
an hour special.
Yeah, that's good. I like it.
We're in.
I like it.
Seth, let's talk about the baseballs flying out of Nationals Park. Craig Counsell and Chase Anderson both wanted to so desperately in the postgame to talk about it, but they held back.
Yeah.
The balls were flying out of that place, which is usually, correct me if I'm wrong, a decently friendly pitcher's park. I mean, balls don't usually blow out of there like batting
practice. Yeah, I mean, I heard it. I don't know if you guys saw that Bob Nightingale had an article where he went to the Little League park where the Pirates played.
Yes.
And he talked to Gus Gossage and Lou Piniella. Lou Piniella was the guy I was most interested in, and he said, there's something not right. He said, this has become home run derby. And, you know, I know that there's a spectacle there, and I know it was trending on Twitter for a little while, and I saw it and I watched it, but first of all, it was 9-0 after like two innings, and I wasn't hooked. And so if we're going to see a shootout, if we think about what an NFL shootout is, that wasn't that.
No.
That wasn't nope. Arrows being slung. Like, that was ugly and then uglier. Yes, I do think something's up with the baseball. I have proposed, you know, I had this proposal back in the All-Star break. What I would do is, I know for a fact that last year's balls are existing. Like, they have enough of last year's balls that if they wanted to, starting today, let's just make today an arbitrary day, and take all of the current baseballs out of circulation and for 10 to 14 days put all of last year's balls in and then compare the home run numbers. Compare home run numbers for that stretch versus the exact same amount of days the prior. I wanted to do it around the All-Star break. Manfred's too chicken. He's not going to do it. They're not going to do it because they don't want you to think that they're compromising the integrity. They are going to preach integrity, yet this is the same sport that had the Cubs ask members of the media to write nice things about suspension. So we're talking about, you know, we're talking about character and we're talking about integrity. These guys, they're kidding themselves. And the funny thing about it is I was at the ballparks this weekend and I asked a couple of people and I said, what's the deal with the baseballs? And they said they can't get anybody from any faction of Major League Baseball to go on record about this stuff. And all they're doing is putting it on social media because they think this is working. And read that Bob Nightingale story. Like, I don't want to just read an article to you guys. read the Bob Nightingale, USA Today. I tweeted the link to it, and I said, if there's one thing you guys read today, read that article, because it's journalism. It's not an opinion. This is not about what Seth Everett thinks. This is about what many people in baseball are witnessing, and it's this transformation of a game where everything that's the fabric, the romanticism of the sport, is disappearing.
Yeah, we watched softball games over the weekend in D.C. as Brewer fans.
Oh, they were obnoxious.
Yeah.
It was so obnoxious that I kept changing the station.
Okay, so...
I have that. Like, you know how that app is great? You can switch from game to game to game to game. I couldn't hold that game, and that wasn't boring.
No.
But it was not entertaining either.
No, Saturday's game was crazy. What about Josh Hader? I mean, we talked about this earlier. Our topic earlier in the show was how much faith you have in Josh Hader still as he continues his slump. Even though the last game he pitched an inning, had bases loaded and nobody out, that he loaded the bases, already given up the tying run.
Yeah.
And then struck out the side. Some people think it clicked at that point. What about you?
Well, he's clearly burnt out. I mean, there's no secret. I don't like to speculate about injuries. You know, because you look at the video and he looks like the motion is the same. What he doesn't have is that fastball is not rising. And I've heard from other scouts, I asked the scout this question. I said, how do you notice, how can a hitter notice when a pitcher's delivery is off? And he said, it doesn't look like dead arm. It looks like exhaustion. He's fried. And this is what happens when, you know, I get yelled at on Twitter when I go on your guys' show and when I go on to the other shows during the week, when I say that you're relying on this bullpen too much. And something's got to give. And if you remember when we talked at the trade deadline, everybody wanted Zach Wheeler and Noah Syndergaard, and all I wanted was a reliever, because you can't keep going to the well with him. Eventually, the well runs dry.
Seth Everett joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan, for a couple of more minutes. Seth, I want to ask you about this division, though. The Brewers have 9 games against the St. Louis Cardinals here before we wrap up the season, and 3 of them start tonight. With the Cardinals being the hot and cold team all year long, like they have the best record in baseball in April. They win 8 games in the month of May, and now they're on one of these hot runs again here. Do you believe more in a team that's been consistently just above average like the Cubs and Brewers have all year long, or a team streak like the Cardinals, who the Brewers will see tonight?
Cardinals are a really tough team because you can trace their success. Everybody talks about their offense. It's their defense. When they catch the ball, they win. And if you look at I don't remember the months, but I think you mentioned May. There was a week where they could not make a play.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't turn double plays. How does a team become that inept? It's a very weird thing. But again, you're in a short season now. So it comes back to that phrase, one of my favorite phrases of all time, which is, at this point in the season, you don't have to be good. You just have to win. Mm-hmm. If I was to answer your question, I would say both the Cubs and the Brewers are better teams than St. Louis. But at this point in the season, it doesn't matter.
Seth, appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week, 3:48, same time, same channel.
Sparky, you are my MVP.
And you are mine, Seth.
Talk next week. Seth Everett joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.